If you thought that, hey, isn't the deacon supposed to be reading the gospel? You would be right. Normally he would, but our good deacon here woke up this morning with losing much of his voice, so we keep him in prayer here. Maybe you have a choleric relative or friend, the type of person who, in response to your good morning, would say, "What's so good about it?" Right? Well, today, it's Good Friday. And when we look upon the cross, when we look at that symbol of Good Friday, on which an innocent man was crucified, you don't need a choleric temperament to wonder, what's so good about it? A man who healed the sick, who welcomed the outcast, who sought to serve rather than to be served, was unjustly condemned to death. Where is the goodness in that? A man who was mocked and spat upon, who was beaten to a pulp and flogged beyond recognition, who was stripped naked and nailed to a cross. Where is the goodness in that? A man who was deserted by his friends, whose best friend repeatedly denied that he even knew him, and whose father seemingly abandoned him in the time of his greatest anguish. Where is the goodness in that? As we look upon the brutality and tragedy of the cross, we think, good God, could there have been any other way than this? And as we reflect upon the brutality or the tragedy that can exist in the world around us, even here in our own community, as one of our parishioners and his three kids mourn the loss of their beloved wife and mother, who didn't even reach the age of 40, we cry out with the Mills family, good God, could there have been any other way than this? And we cry out with all those who have suffered loss or injustice, good God, could there have been any other way than this? Perhaps the one good thing that may come from the horror and tragedy of the cross is that it draws our gaze back to him. Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. And who is it that draws us to himself? He is, as our second reading said, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. When we lose a loved one, we turn to God. Even if it's out of anger or a sense of abandonment, we instinctively turn to God. When we lose even a church building, as we witnessed this past week in the fire of Notre Dame, people broke out in spontaneous prayer, turning to God. Not just those who were in Paris, but even those who viewed it from all around the world. Many of secular France felt their spiritual roots awaken because they had lost something that they had totally taken for granted. Stories poured in of a renewed sense of faith. All of this born from a great tragedy. All of this born from a great tragedy. Oftentimes we do not know what we have until we lose it. So perhaps we do not ask that question of God often enough. Perhaps it shouldn't take a horrible tragedy for us to ask, good God, is there any other way than this? Because when he draws all people to himself, Jesus does show those who follow him that there is another way. different from the ways of this world, by which love triumphs over indifference. There is another way by which goodness conquers evil. There is another way by which life is victorious over death. And Jesus does not just show us the way, he is the way. For he is the truth that sets us free, and the life that has the power to resurrect our own. But guess what? Just as it was for Jesus, that victory will come only from engaging those very forces of indifference and evil in our own individual lives and in our communities that lead to spiritual death. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Jesus is calling you and me and all of humanity to a radical change in our life. A life of daily conversion. A conversion from the attitude of my life is about me and my purposes to the realization that life is about God and his purposes. To break away from the values of the world with all its self-absorption and empty show and its ways of violence, both physical and spiritual violence, and its rebellion against God and his ways. But that break from the world can be difficult even for those who want to follow Jesus. That's why Jesus emphasized that it involves taking up the cross daily and following him. Even for those of us who pray daily, this is a struggle. So don't despair, because it's not our grit and our own strength that we have to rely on, but the very life of Jesus living in and through us by unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit in us. And so what Jesus wants from us is our permission and our desire. For that desire to rise up, though, we have to put to death all desires that are counter to it, all the desires that compete with God in our lives. There is a real dying that is necessary. A daily dying that is necessary. Whereby our selfishness and those things of the world that get in the way of true life with God are banished. Mind you, we Catholics are not Puritans. We love the good things of the world. Not only those things solemn and sublime, but also those wonderfully simple pleasures of the senses. Food, drink, sensual pleasures, hobbies and entertainment. But here's the thing. Those things that appeal to our base passions can too easily be domineering in our lives. And when we do not use them according to God's plan and allow God to order our use of them in our lives, those very things can be our very destruction. They become obsessions that become the very idols that replace and numb us of our need for God. And those attachments and addictions block us from the healing and the transformation God wants to effect in us. This is often the case for even us who strive to follow Christ, which is why, again, taking up our cross daily with Jesus is so important. And so when you come up today to venerate the cross, nail to it anything that is keeping you from following Jesus wholeheartedly. Even if it's good things, if that's keeping you away from Jesus, the supreme good, then that's not a good thing. Our Lord's invitation to you on Good Friday is this: come and die with me. Come and die with me. Put to death any indifference you have towards me and any evil that has placed me on my cross, which I willingly suffer because I love you. But now I ask for your love. Gaze upon me on the cross and ask, is there any other way, good God, to save and renew humanity than this? Hate what I hate from this cross, which are the evils that are destroying the human family, and love what I love from this cross, which is you and every soul that bears my image. Come and die with me, so that you may rise to new life with me.